بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أفضل الجهاد كلمة عدل عند سلطان جائر. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. وعن أبي عبد الله طارق بن شهاب البجلي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد وضع رجله في الغرز: أي الجهاد أفضل؟ قال: كلمة حق عند سلطان جائر. رواه النسائي بإسناد صحيح. In both these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the best jihad is saying a just word to a tyrant ruler. And this we have discussed previously already about enjoining good, forbidding evil. When a person is going to forbid evil and he's going to speak the truth and the word of justice in front of a tyrant ruler, so he's going to speak a just word and he's going to stop the tyrant ruler from his tyranny. So obviously he has to go and explain to the tyrant ruler the wrongs that he's doing. Most likely the tyrant ruler will get rid of him, he will kill him. So therefore he's putting his life in jeopardy for the sake of deen, for the sake of haqq, for the sake of truth, so that the rest of society may be saved from the tyranny of the tyrant. And therefore he is going and he's forbidding evil because this is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore this standing before a tyrant ruler, an oppressive ruler, and speaking the word of justice or truth, that is regarded to be the best form of jihad. An Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: إن أول ما دخل النقص على بني إسرائيل أنه كان الرجل يلقى الرجل فيقول: يا هذا اتق الله ودع ما تصنع فإنه لا يحل لك، ثم يلقاه من الغد وهو على حاله، فلا يمنعه ذلك أن يكون أكيله وشريبه وقعيده، فلما فعلوا ذلك ضرب الله قلوب بعضهم ببعض. It's a very lengthy hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the very first weakness to come into the Bani Israel was that a man would meet another person, he would meet his friend, and he would say, "Oh brother, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave out this wrong action that you are doing." So his brother was engaged in some haram activity, so this person would go up to him and tell him, "Fear Allah, and leave out what you are doing." فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَحِلُّ لَكْ, because this is not permissible for you. ثُمَّ يَلْقَاهُ مِنَ الْغَدْ, but the next day the same person will meet his brother who is a sinner and doing something wrong, and the brother would not have changed his life as yet, he would not have stopped that munkar, that evil, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ حَالِهِ, he was still in the same condition. But now this person does not stop him from evil, he does not forbid him from evil. فَلَا يَمْنَعُهُ ذَٰلِكَ أَن يَكُونَ أَكِيلَهُ وَشَرِيبَهُ وَقَعِيدَهُ. In fact now, he sits with him, he eats with him, he sits in his company, he eats in his company, he's with him. And he does not even frown, he does not even stop him from that munkar. So yesterday he stopped him, but today he becomes part of or in the company of the same person who is doing wrong. فَلَمَّا فَعَلُوا ذَٰلِكَ, when they did this, Allah Ta'ala unified their hearts in sin. In other words, the same punishment that came on the sinner came upon this person who accompanied or sat in his company and did not forbid him from evil. ثم قال لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. Cursed are those disbelievers of Bani Israel via the tongues of Dawood alayhi salatu salam and Isa alayhi salatu salam. And the people of the Bani Israel were cursed because they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they transgressed the laws. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه. They did not refrain from the evil that they were doing. لَبِئِسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Allah says, how evil were their actions. تَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. This is what we discuss in the hadith. The person goes, he sees his friend doing something wrong, and he doesn't stop him, but he sits in his company. Allah says, you see many of them becoming the friends of the disbelievers. لَبِئِسَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. How evil is what they have sent forth with their hands. إِلَى قَوْلِهِ فَاسِقُونَ. ثُمَّ قَالْ كَلَّا. Nabiya Kareem then said, by Allah's qasam, kalla, wallah, Allah's qasam, la ta'murunna bil ma'roof. In other words, kalla means you should refrain from this action. Don't stop enjoining good and don't stop prohibiting evil. A person, it is his duty with the explanation that we gave, with hikmat, with diplomacy, do amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. Try and change it with your hand physically if you have the authority, the power, this. And if you cannot do it, then do it with your tongue. If you can't do this, then at least feel the pain in your heart, and you should not join the person in his evil. Or join, don't sit in his company and remain silent. Therefore, Rasulullah has mentioned, Kalla, refrain from such things. Wallahi la ta'murunna bil ma'roof, wa la tanhawunna 'anil munkar, wa la ta'khudhunna 'ala yadi adh-dhalim, wa la ta'tirannahu 'ala al-haqqi asra, wa la taqsurunnahu 'ala al-haqqi qasra, aw la yadhribanna Allahu bi qulubi ba'dikum 'ala ba'd, thumma yal'anukum kama la'anahum. Rawahu Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi wa qala hadith hasan. Allah, Rasulullah says, Allah's qasam that you must command good and forbid evil and hold the hand of the oppressor, the person who is doing wrong, the sinner, hold his hand and وَلَتَأْتِرُنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَثْرًا, bring him onto the right path. Gently, with diplomacy, and with hikmat, with wisdom, with kindness, with polite words, explain to him and bring him. This is our job, to bring him onto haqq and then confine him on haqq. Don't make it such that he becomes so weak again and he goes into evil very easily and slip into evil easily. We have to try our level best to change the conditions around us, to change the munkarat. وَلَا تَقْصُرُنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ قَصْرًا, and then refine him, restrict him to be on that correct thing that now he is doing. He has refrained from sin, he has come out of munkar, now he is doing ma'roof, keep him on the ma'roof. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala will unify your hearts in sin. Allah will strike some of the hearts with others. And then Allah Ta'ala will curse you like how Allah Ta'ala cursed them. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the curse of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In another riwayat of Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما وقعت بنو إسرائيل في المعاصي, when the Bani Israel indulged in sins, نهتهم علماؤهم فلم ينتهوا, the ulama went and they stopped them from the evil, but the people did not stop from the evil. فَجَالَسُوهُمْ فِي مَجَالِسِهِمْ وَوَاكَلُوهُمْ وَشَارَبُوهُمْ. The very next day, the same ulama who stopped them yesterday from evil, those ulama, those learned people, then joined these people's company. And they sat to them while they were having, indulging in sin. They ate with them, and they drank with them, and they sat in the company. فَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَ بَعْضِهِمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَلَعَنَهُمْ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala then curse even the ulama of the Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala curse all those people because evil was perpetrated and the ulama did not stop them from haram. They joined the company. Allah Ta'ala became very upset. Allah says they transgressed, they disobeyed Allah. فَجَلَسَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا رَبِيَّ كَرِيمٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. When he was saying this to the Sahaba, he was reclining. And the moment he mentioned about these ulama, that how they did not stop the people, and what happened to them, how Allah cursed the entire Bani Israel, including the ulama, وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا نَبِيَّ كَرِيمٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَجَلَسَ. Then he sat up. He was reclining before that. Now he sat up. فَقَالَ لَا وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي حَتَّى تَأْثِرُوهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَثْرًا. نَبِيَّ كَرِيمٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, never I take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose control is my life. You will have to persuade them towards the truth and bring them onto the truth. This is our job. Amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, in the manner in which we explained previously also, that do it with hikmat, with love, with fikr, with worry and concern of the ummah, ourselves also check our wrongs that we're doing, and somebody corrects us. We should not feel, take it to heart, we shouldn't feel bad, we should be happy that I am doing something wrong and somebody has corrected my weakness. And then when we see our family members, our wives, our children, our nephews, our nieces, then we have some type of authority. Authority does not mean you go and bash them up or hit any person, this is not permissible. But you go and physically remove that evil, try and speak to them, conscientize them. And if you can't do all this, at least feel the pain in the heart or make the sincere intention that we will try and change this condition. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.